Are coming on now. How I wish that it would snow now. I would feel like going home now. I wish that I could stay. All the trees are on display now, and it's cold now. I don't feel like.
We should get moving. Got a big day.
Sunday after Thanksgiving, busiest travel day of the year. Can you remind me again, Blair, why you're traveling today?
The year will fly by. I'll be home next Christmas. I love you, Mommy. Sweetheart.
Yeah, she's gonna be fine.
Daddy. I love you. Bye, honey. Love you. I love you. Think she'll be okay?
She'll be better than okay.
I meant in Peru, in the jungle.
Please stop worrying about this, okay? The Peace Corps is not going to send her someplace that's dangerous.
Just won't be the same.
What won't?
Christmas.
Did I tell you I'm doing dessert for the art lunch tomorrow, and I just need a couple things from Chips? Oh, here's a spot, right there. I need white chocolate and pistachios.
I didn't bring the umbrella.
Oh, I need that stuff from Chips.
I didn't bring the umbrella.
Well, I still need it.
It's gonna have to wait.
Okay, look, you stay in the car, and I'll get
him. I'll go. Look, it's just sprinkling.
Listen, don't forget Dixon's white chocolate, 1 pound bar, and March Brothers pistachios.
Okay! What's the matter?
I just talked to Blair. She called from the plane.
She called from the airplane? Do you have any idea how much it costs to call from an airplane? How is she?
She's fine. She misses us.
Get over there. I quit.
What? You didn't get the white chocolate.
I didn't have any.
Did you talk to Rex?
Who's Rex?
The butcher.
As odd as it sounds, I didn't think of asking the butcher where the chocolate was. But I will.
Thank you.
I'll go talk to Rex right now. Maybe he'll wonder why I'm all wet. You sure you don't need it?
Hey, buddy, can I get one of those?
Oh, sure. Thanks.
I really think you need an umbrella!
No! You know why I don't want one of your stupid umbrellas? Because I couldn't get any wetter!
So different this Christmas, won't it, Luther?
Yes, it will. It's so different. Nothing will be the same.
The first time in 23 years, Blair won't be here.
Might even get depressing.
Mm.
A lot of depression at Christmas, you know?
Yeah, well. I would just love to forget about it. What are you looking at? Why are you looking at me like that? Finish your pasta.
I'm finished with my pasta. It's you I'm not finished with. I'll be right back. You wait right there.
Okay. What are you doing? It's not even Saturday night.
I have an idea.
Yeah?
A brilliant idea.
Make sure you shut the curtains.
All right. Come over here. Turn around. What are you doing? Sit down. Sit down. Button up and sit down. Look at this. This is a little ledger of what we spent last year for Christmas. Let's look at some of this stuff. What is this? $63 for ornament repair? You gotta be kidding me. Look at the total. We spent $6,100 on Christmas last year. $6,100 on Christmas.
I heard you the first time.
With precious little to show for it.
Where is this going?
Caribbean. A 10-day luxury cruise on the Jubilee. The most luxurious ship in their fleet. Cayman Islands. Sparkling! We go to Jamaica. We windsurf. Whatever the heck that is. It's something. Look at the picture here. The Bahamas. We sit in the sun. 10 days. Luxury cruise. You and me.
I might have to lose a little weight.
Ah, heck, I'll lose it for you.
Well, what's the catch?
Well, I wouldn't call it a catch. We skip Christmas.
We skip Christmas?
We skip Christmas. Save the money and spend it on us for a change.
I don't know.
Come on, please. You and I. Go bask in the Caribbean sun.
How much is this going to cost?
$3,000.
We save money?
Absolutely.
Well, we can still give our charitable donations to Children's Hospital and of course, the church.
No, this is a total boycott, honey. Total.
It's $600, Luther.
It's a total boycott. I'm afraid that's all I'm going to say about that.
Oh. And no. Stupid idea.
You're going to let a lousy $600 stand between us and a Caribbean cruise?
No, you are.
All right, all right. Look, I'll match last year's contribution to the church and to the hospital, but not a penny more.
When do we leave?
High noon, Christmas Day. Whoa, it's not even Saturday night. Dear colleagues, I will not be celebrating Christmas this year. As many of you know, Blair has joined Peace Corps. So, Nora and I have decided to avoid the rituals of Christmas, save our money, and take a cruise. Therefore, I will not be participating in the usual holiday rituals. I will buy no gifts and accept none. Thank you anyway. I will not attend the firm's black tie Christmas dinner, nor will I be here for the office party. I am not angry, and I will not yell humbug at anyone who offers me a holiday greeting. I am simply skipping Christmas.
How are you?
Oh, I'm just a little worried about your Christmas card, Mrs. Crank.
Why are you worried?
Oh, well, you always select the most beautiful cards, Mrs. Crank, and you really should put your order in.
We're not going to be ordering Christmas cards this year.
Do what?
You heard me.
May I ask why not?
You know, I'm really quite late for lunch. Bye-bye. Say hi to your mom.
Well, we always have a live band at the auction.
Yeah, but last year the band cost $15,000.
We hired a DJ for the cancer ball.
Ladies.
Hi, Avi.
Hello, Avi.
Mrs. Crank, we forgot to talk about your Christmas invitations.
We won't be needing those either.
No party?
No Christmas Eve party?
No party this year.
She's not ordering Christmas cards either.
What's up?
Hi, Avi.
We're taking a break. We're not going to do Christmas this year.
How do you simply not do Christmas?
Well, you skip it.
But then what do we do Christmas Eve?
Oh, you'll think of something. I mean, there are plenty of other parties.
But none like yours.
Oh, that's sweet.
When do you leave?
Christmas Day.
That's an odd time to travel.
Well, apparently not that many people travel on December 25th, and so Luther got us a great deal.
Oh, then why don't you have the party anyway?
Because we don't want to, Mary. We're taking a break. 1 year off, no Christmas whatsoever.
What? What do we do? I don't know.
Hey, Santa Claus, come my way. Hey, Santa Claus, I'm waiting for Christmas Day. Hey, teeth again this week. Got yours right here.
You had a Canadian blue spruce last year. Well, this one's a real beauty. Almost 10 feet tall. Mrs. Crank likes the big ones.
Cute.
How much is the big one?
90. We had to go up a little.
We're not buying a Christmas tree this year.
Luther?
Shh, we talked about this.
To go up on the price.
We're making less per tree than last year.
It's not about the money. We're not doing Christmas this year. We're gonna go away on a cruise. We don't need a tree. Aaron, pull out of the frying pan and into the fire.
Luther.
What? Why?
Come here. What are they doing?
Who? Spilling their guts to Frohmeyer.
Oh, not Frohmeyer.
Are you intimidated by Vic Frohmeyer?
Honey, he's like the unelected ward boss of the street.
So you're saying Frohmeyer has a problem with our skipping Christmas? Who's he gonna call? The three wise men. Santa Claus.
Don't underestimate him, honey. Vic Frohmeyer lives and breathes for this neighborhood. You should have just bought the tree. You didn't have to put it up.
No.
You could have left it in the backyard.
Quiet.
Why are you whispering, Luther? This is our house.
I'm whispering for the same reason you're hiding behind that curtain. Huh?
Hey, Walt. Luther Crank just stiffed the scouts on a Christmas tree. Can you believe that, Mr. Frohmeyer?
At it again.
Even Vic.
Luther? Everybody's gonna really miss Blair this year. The whole block's been talking about it. How's she doing?
Well, she's doing just fine. Thanks for asking. How's your family?
In great spirits. We're putting up decorations tonight. Wind it tight, Spike. Looks good, Mama. It's the greatest time of year, Luther, don't you think?
I couldn't be happier. You know, it's not going to be the same without Blair here.
Of course not.
You know, there's certain things around here that I'm going to miss at Christmas.
So you're really skipping out?
You got it.
Somehow it just doesn't seem right.
It's really not up to you to decide, is it?
But I gotta tell you, a lot of the neighbors are pretty upset.
Really?
Christmas has always been a neighborhood thing around here. You know that.
Yeah.
Everybody decorates. Everybody bakes cookies and swaps gifts. I guess we do it for the kids.
If you're trying to make me feel guilty, get off of it. And you know what else? I'd appreciate if you and everyone else around here would just respect my wishes.
Whatever you say, Luther.
Huh.
Weather should be clear tomorrow. Perfect time to put up Frosty.
Frosty. Tell you what, truth is, if I'm gone, I'm...
Vic?
Frosty is a Christmas tradition.
Frosty is a Christmas decoration.
And I will not be told by Vic Frohmeyer that I have to decorate my house for Christmas.
Why won't you put up Frosty?
It's the principal thing, Nora. Do you understand? We could forget about Christmas if we damn well choose.
I swear.
And nobody, not even Vic Frohmeyer, can stop us. I will not be forced into doing this.
Morning, Bev.
Hey, Nora.
To go gliding in.
It was an accident.
Hey, Walt, why don't you put that cat of yours on a leash?
Only dogs wear leashes, old man. Think you can run away from Christmas, huh?
Well, I'm trying to.
I guess it's a good way to save money.
It's not about the money.
Yeah, sure.
Muffles, be polite. Will you two ever be friends?
You know, I'd like to say yes, but... How you feeling today, Bev?
Have my good days and bad days. Today's a good day.
I'm glad to hear that.
Come have your breakfast, dear.
I gotta get to work.
Still working for the man, huh?
As a matter of fact, it is a man I work for.
Thought they would have made you a partner by now.
I gotta get to work.
Well, have a good one, old man.
What? One snowball with a little yellow spot on it. Just skim the top of that little head of his. Old man.
Bah, humbug.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Good morning, Docs. Do I have any messages?
Walmart call. Said I had to buy my own cheap perfume since Santa Claus isn't coming this year.
Funny.
Nora Crank, we're here for Frosty.
Hello.
Luther.
Hey, babe.
They're here.
Who?
Vic Frohmeyer, Wes Trott, and Ned Becker, and a gang of their cats.
We're here for Frosty.
They want Frosty.
Well, they can't have him.
Nora, please give us Frosty.
Honey, where is Frosty?
He's down behind the furnace. Why?
They won't go away.
Well, don't give them Frosty.
You and Luther do not have to do anything. Just leave Frosty on the front porch. We'll put him up for you.
They said they'll put him up for us?
Absolutely not.
Oh, please, Luther.
No.
Luther!
We'll come back later.
And Frosty better be here.
Oh, they're gonna come back.
Listen to you. You're panicking on the phone in the locked house.
Because the neighbor went door to door
to set up a ridiculous 7-foot-tall snowman!
Oh, sure, easy for you to say. Miles away in the safety of your office.
Yeah, well...
I am the one trapped here. I am the one dealing with this!
All right. I agree. So maybe it's time that you left the neighborhood.
Oh, sure, honey. And how do you think I'm going to do that? The street is blocked with all of our neighbors.
Walk to the garage, get in the car, start it, drive them all. I'll meet you at O'Leary's.
No.
Do it. Do it now. You can do this. Do it.
I'm so sorry.
All right.
Oh!
Nora, stop the car. Stop the car. Please, listen. Hey, don't do anything you'll regret. Now, please, indulge me for a second. Nora! Nora, stop the car. Talk to me, Nora. Give us Frosty. Nora, stop the car. Stop the car, Nora. Stop the car, Nora, please. We just want Frosty. Talk to me, Nora. Please, indulge me for a second. Stop.
It's us women who handle Christmas, not men. I am the one taking the brunt for your harebrained scheme. I am the one on the front lines.
I have a surprise for you. Shut your eyes. All right, open them.
Honey, is this some kind of joke?
Oh, got one too. What do you think?
Woman's bathing suit?
Probably belongs with that. Nope, got my own. Look at that. Huh? Little cliff diver thing.
There's no way we are wearing these on this cruise.
These aren't for the cruise. You know what's odd? Is when an Irish pub serves fish tacos. I don't get that. And I got a little heartburn, and I don't think I'm going to do that again. Here it is right here. Come on. Come on. Follow me, and don't mention her eyes.
Hello, Mr. Crane.
Hi, Daisy. This is my wife, Nora.
Hello. I really don't want to do this.
Come on. I got a great deal. $60, 12 visits.
Why would we get a tan before the cruise? I thought the whole point was to get a tan during the cruise.
Look at our skin. We kind of look like uncooked chicken.
You look like a corpse. And you could use a little help yourself.
Thank you. Oh, dear God, this should be outlawed.
Whoa! Wow! Oh! Excuse me.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Hello. I need a Band-Aid.
Nora Crank?
Father Zabriskie. Hello. What are you doing here?
That's a mall, Nora. I'm Christmas shopping.
Of course you are. Of course you are.
Are you okay, Nora?
Yes. Sort of.
You're bleeding.
Oh, yes. It's just a scratch. Just, could I get another towel, please?
I'm looking for a Band-Aid.
Jeez, lady, make up your mind.
Nora... I hear it from a good source that you and Luther have decided not to observe Christmas this year.
Yeah, sort of. Father Zabriskie, Luther and I are fine. Everything is fine, and everything is completely normal.
Lieutenant says you were bleeding. Are you all right?
Luther?
Hey there. Father Zabriskie, hey. Nora! We've made the front page. Check it out.
Hold on. Skipping Christmas?
Yep.
The home of Mr. and Mrs. Luther Crank is rather dark this Christmas. While the rest of their neighbors on Hemlock Street are decorating and busily preparing for Santa, the Cranks are skipping Christmas. They're preparing for a cruise, according to unnamed sources. No tree, no lights, and no Frosty up on the roof, and the only house on Hemlock to keep Frosty hidden in the basement. How do they know where Frosty is?
They have spies everywhere.
Hemlock? A frequent winner in the Gazette Street Decoration Contest finished a disappointing sixth this year. I hope they're satisfied now, complained one unidentified neighbor. A rotten display of selfishness, said another. Who said that?
Could have been anybody.
How dare they? What a bunch of losers. You know what, Luther? You know, I don't think I'm coming back from this cruise.
Atta girl. Two more days and we're out of here.
Two more, baby. Jerk.
Hey, that's mine.
Megan.
Oh, sorry, I'm late.
What's wrong?
It's Bev Shield.
Oh, sure.
She went for a checkup yesterday. The cancer's back for the third time.
Has it spread?
They think so.
Oh, that's awful.
This could be her last Christmas.
Sweet.
Well, it is an old Scrooge himself.
How do you think this photographer got the shot?
What photographer?
The one that took this photograph.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, that one.
Well, he climbed up.
On your roof?
Yeah.
Well, why did you do that?
I don't know. He said he wanted to get a shot of the whole street.
At least you're consistent.
I try to be old man.
Stop that.
Stop what?
Stop calling me old man. You're like 10 years older than me.
Am I?
Yeah.
Well, prove it.
Walt?
I just heard about Bev. I'm so sorry. How's she doing?
Remarkably well, you know, in good spirits. Mm. Decorating the hall, baking cookies.
Sure. If there's anything we can do, let me know.
Thanks. I really appreciate that.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the sky.
They're here for Frosty. No.
I'll get it.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Crank.
Good evening, officers.
Well, Mr. Crank, it's that time of year again. Your Police Benevolent Association is out there raising money for the community.
Oh, that's great.
You know, Toys for Tots, and we deliver gift baskets for the underprivileged, and ice skating for the handicapped kids, and every year we deliver presents for the elderly at the nursing homes, and of course our war veterans. And our big money maker is our calendar, and you buy one every year, so here we are.
We don't need a calendar this year.
What a jerk.
He said he didn't need one. Well, thank you for your contribution. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Good luck with it, huh?
Christmas.
Yeah, well, Merry Christmas.
We're from St. Maria's Lutheran Church out caroling. Are those folks home?
Yes, they are.
Are they Jewish?
No.
Buddhist or anything?
No, none of that. They're just trying to avoid Christmas this year.
Do what?
You heard me. He's kind of weird. Skipping Christmas so he can save his money for a cruise.
Oh, no.
I think so. Christmas cheer would do them good.
Really?
Yeah, well, why don't you go ahead?
All righty then.
That
dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago,
this is fun.
I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bride was singing.
Christmas carolers right out next to her junipers.
Oh! How lovely.
It's not lovely. They're trespassing. Somebody set us up.
Trespassing?
Yes, they are. They're on our property. They weren't invited. Somebody told them to come. Sheila Frohmeyer.
Christmas carolers are not trespassers.
I know what I'm talking about here.
Well, why don't you have them arrested then?
I just may do that.
Yeah. Call your friends down at the police department.
Well, that's funny.
Not too late to buy a calendar.
This isn't a joke. This is military. This is SEAL stuff. I saw it on Discovery Channel.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Room in the house. No one can find us down here.
Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas, the whole Christmas season. Now please don't ask why, no one quite knows the reason. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. It could be perhaps that his shoes were too tight. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small.
Luther, your face!
What about it?
It's like it's frozen or something.
Oh, this. I got a Botox injection today.
Botox treatment.
Botox. They take a big needle and inject it into your forehead and it freezes your face like this. I read it in a health magazine.
And how long are you going to be like this?
Well, this is temporary. And then you got all your wrinkles are gone. You should try it.
Yeah, well, you ought to get your money back. Luther, I can't live like this anymore.
Huh?
We can't go out. Everywhere we go, people are whispering behind our backs. I can't go home. It's too depressing. I mean, there's no tree, no lights, no music. I can't talk to you. You're just consumed with yourself.
That's not true.
Look how far you've gone.
Amazing.
I mean, turning our lawn into an ice rink.
I can't feel anything.
I mean, somebody could have broken their leg or their neck. I mean, you could have put one of those carolers in the hospital.
And that would be a bad thing.
Luther!
I'm kidding. I know this has been tough on you, but in just one day, 24 hours, we'll be on that trip. And it's all going to be better. I promise.
I don't know.
Hey. We're going to quit. We're going to...
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Do you think that Blair will even think about Christmas?
Probably not. He's in the rainforest, you know, around people who worship trees and bark and frogs and that sort of stuff.
Ooh. You gonna wear that?
Absolutely.
Ooh. Nice.
I know this is you, Spike. Goodbye.
Again? How many times is that?
About 5 or 6 times. Wish I had a snappy comeback for this smart guy.
Karen.
You're right. The islands are calling. Goodbye, Spike.
You're a genius.
Thank you. All right, Frosty's dead.
What?
Dad, is that you?
Blair?
Yeah.
Hi.
Blair?
No, that was a joke. I thought that was somebody from work. Your mom's going to get on the other line, and then we both have something very fun to tell you.
Blair?
Hi, Mommy.
Blair, it's Mommy!
How are you? Where are you?
I'm in Miami, and I'm coming home for Christmas.
What?
Are you guys surprised?
I'm stunned.
Surprised?
We landed about an hour ago.
Oh, that's great!
What do you mean, we?
Well, I have another wonderful surprise.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
I'm with Enrique.
What's Enrique?
Enrique. Oh, he's a doctor. Well, we went to Brown together. Oh, you guys met him a couple of times at my dorms and at my graduation.
Of course.
I don't remember.
He's Peruvian.
Oh, great. A communist.
Honey.
Sometimes we called him Rick.
Rick? Rick, the guy that you went down there to shack up with.
He lived in a separate hut, Dad.
Hot schmutt. I want to see some pictures to prove that.
We've been friends for
years, and he's just so wonderful.
We fell in love while working together.
He's asked me to marry him.
What?
And I really want to.
Oh, honey! Oh!
You know, Enrique has always gone home for the holidays, so he's never celebrated Christmas in America, and he's so excited.
I told him all about Christmas there. The tree, the decorations,
Frosty up on the roof, everything. Is it snowing, Daddy?
No, Enrique has never seen a white Christmas.
No, but I sense a storm coming.
Okay, when do you land? When do you get in?
Oh, we land at 8:03.
Tonight?
Yes, tonight.
Just in time for our big Christmas Eve party.
You are having the party, aren't you, Mom?
We are.
Oh, great. Oh, Mom, you are gonna love Enrique.
He wants to have a house full of kids.
Oh, honey.
Oh, Mom, I can't wait to be home.
Pretty neat surprise, huh?
I am speechless, and your father is probably overwhelmed.
Great. I love you, Mommy.
Oh, I love you too, honey. Safe flight. Okay, I'll see you.
Called sooner.
But she didn't, honey.
Why did you tell her we're going to have that party?
Because we are.
Oh, I need my vest. I need my vest. I need my vest. I don't know who's coming to the party or what they're going to eat when they get here, but we're having a party.
What about our trip?
Oh, don't even start with me. This was all your stupid idea.
Stupid idea?
Uh-huh.
5 minutes ago, I was a genius.
Yeah, well, now you're an idiot.
How does one call change so much?
No, don't dwell on the past, island boy. We're having a party. Cheese, wine, and Blairy's favorite hickory honey ham.
Well, who's going to come to this party?
I haven't gotten that far yet. You're in charge of the tree.
We don't have a tree.
Well, get one and put it up, and then I want you to get your little brown butt down to the basement and put up Frosty.
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes! We are going to perform a little Christmas miracle, and if we pull it off, Blairy is never going to know about your stupid, ridiculous, childish scheme of skipping Christmas.
Hey, I'm sorry about this little ugly bush.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Crank.
It is, isn't it?
Duke Scanlon.
Hi, Duke.
The same guy who brought you that beautiful Canadian blue spruce a few weeks back.
Okay, great. It was a great to have. Merry Christmas to you. You know what? I need another blue spruce just like that. I really need a tree right now. What do you got left?
Just one.
Whoa, you know what? I like it. I'll take that.
Really?
Yeah, how much is it?
$75.
It says 15 right there.
Yeah, supply and demand.
It's kind of a ripoff, isn't it?
The scouts could sure use your $75 donation for their camperee, Mr. Crank.
Hey, what do you guys say I give you $25?
$75. Take it or leave it.
Yours?
Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you too, man. I'm in a little bit of a bind.
Look, I gotta be at my in-laws by 5. I should have been on the road 2 hours ago.
Well, let me give you a hint. Well, this won't take long. Listen to me. My plans have changed. I got a call from Blair. She's coming home tonight.
Yeah! So what are you gonna do about the cruise?
I don't know. I can't seem to find a Christmas tree, though.
Yeah, so?
Can I borrow yours?
Wes, we gotta go.
You're right there, dude. You want my tree?
Yeah, and I can get it back in your house before you return.
That's ridiculous.
But I don't have a choice. Everyone else around here is gonna need their tree tonight and tomorrow.
You're serious, aren't you?
Dead serious.
Trish wouldn't like it.
Trish doesn't have to know. Hey, Trish.
Hi, Luther. Honey, we gotta go.
Yeah, he just saying Merry Christmas.
Please.
Look. You break one ornament, we're both dead.
I will leave it just like I found it. I appreciate this. I really do.
This is funny, you know?
Why am I not laughing?
Free Frosty! Free Frosty!
Gotta go. Frosty, thanks.
Free Frosty! Free Frosty! Free Frosty! Free Frosty! Hi. Free Frosty! Free Frosty! Free Frosty!
Hey, guys, I'm sitting right over here. I know. I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm not gonna hit you. Huh. But you do owe me.
Well, I got you 20.
I don't want your money. I need a little help.
peach tree. It reminds me of this tree my dad got once.
That's interesting. Here's the plan. Let's take the real delicate ones and put them on the sofa.
Is this against the law?
Of course not. Just don't break anything.
Spike!
Nothing valuable.
Yeah? What's it say on there?
Baby's first Christmas.
Perfect!
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Walt. Ned here.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Ned.
Merry Christmas, Walt.
Say, I'm watching the Trodden's house. It appears as if Crank has lost his mind.
How's that?
He's stealing their Christmas tree.
Hello, excuse me. I am looking for a ham, a hickory honey ham.
If there are any left, they'll be back there.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Excuse me.
Are you a cop? Come on.
Can I buy your ham?
Pardon?
Your ham. You see, it's the last one. And my daughter, Blair, see, she's coming home all the way from Peru. And hickory honey hams are her absolute favorite. And I'd like to buy it from you.
No, it's not for sale.
But she's... in the Peace Corps, and I'd be willing to pay anything above sticker price.
No, we're not.
You know, it's never too early to start thinking about putting away a little something for your child's college education.
Got it? Come around here. I want you to steer all the back, all right? You steer it. All right, ready?
Fight! Hello, Mr. Crank.
Hey, fellas.
Where are you going with that tree?
Spike and I are just taking it to my house.
Spike?
Yeah. The kid, Spike. Spike, did he just run that way? No? That's weird.
Is this an imaginary friend?
No.
Bought a calendar.
Gonna need it where you're going.
What do you want?
It's me, Spike Frohmeyer. You know, Vic's kid.
Oh, yeah.
If he says Trogdon loaned him the tree, then he's telling the truth. Here's the key. It's not a burglary.
Key.
Graham Crank.
Thanks, Spike. I was kind of scared in there.
You'll be all right. Try to relax, will you, Luther?
Okay. Get the tree.
What happened?
Unload the car.
What's wrong?
Nobody's coming. I've called everybody we know. They're all busy. We're gonna have to start inviting the neighbors.
For my dead body.
How's the tree? It's a disaster.
Take it or leave it.
The little icicles and a Chicago Bear ornament. Popcorn, honey, those aren't mine.
Smoked trout.
Better than frozen pizza.
What happened to the hickory honey ham?
Never say hickory honey ham again. Hello? Blair! Hi, honey, hi!
I'd like to talk to her. I think I'm going to send her back to Peru.
You're in Atlanta? Wow! Yeah, no, we're just busy cooking away here, getting ready for the party. Well, of course I'm making caramel cream pie your favorite. Daddy and I will be there at 8 o'clock to pick you up. Okay, honey, I can't wait to see you two. I love you. Bye. It's 4:30. I need 2 pounds of caramel and a jar of marshmallow cream. The liquor store closes at 5, and they're holding a case of Pinot Noir for me.
A case of wine for the four of us.
Shut up, Luther. How long is it going to take you to put up Frosty?
3 days.
Great. When you finish putting up Frosty, I want you to call all the neighbors and invite them to the party.
What party?
Merry Christmas, Nora.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Why are you out running around?
Oh, just picking up last-minute stuff. You?
Picking up some stuff, a few things.
Huh.
Big party tomorrow.
Oh, no, actually, it's tonight. My daughter's coming back from South America, and, we're just throwing her a little party. She's bringing her new boyfriend.
Blair.
Yes. Would you like to come?
You mean that?
Absolutely. I mean, it's just drop-in.
What time?
8:30.
You're on Hemlock.
Yes, 1482.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Thanks.
Who are you? Not a clue.
You get heavier every year. Up here. Come on.
Frank is putting up his Frosty.
Let's go!
Whoa! Come on. There, perfect. Good evening, Looper!
Hey!
You need some help, buddy?
No!
Hold on! Watch your balance!
Yeah.
Easy! Careful!
Kids!
Thanks, Walt.
Yeah, that made me.
I don't know. He was up in the room just a minute ago.
Is he all right?
Poor Frosty.
Poor Frosty, my eye.
Hooper!
He's okay.
Oh, maybe you should just let me drop. Let me fall.
Hooper! He's all right, Nora.
What on earth are you doing? Are you okay?
Actually, it was a suicide attempt. Apparently, I misread the instructions. Put my leg to sleep, though.
He was up there by himself.
I'm fine, though.
Trying to put up your Frosty. Right?
Oh, sweetie, here they come.
Here come the pros.
Guys, hold on. I guess you can't, do it. Hurry up!
Yeah, I'll be all right. I'll be all right. Move away. Let these guys handle it. Thanks, guys. Just a little problem with the rope. Just untie it. Okay, get a ladder. That would be helpful, but I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you going to do with those clippers, guys?
Got him?
Huh?
Oh. Luther, are you okay?
Yo! Yo, dude, it's over here.
Oh. Over there. That's good.
Okay, man. Yeah, whoa. Whoa, jeez.
Folks, move back.
What's going on here?
Luther here was up on the roof putting up Frosty, and then they both fell off. Coming through.
Well, I thought you were skipping Christmas this year, Mr. Crank.
Yeah, what about that? What's going on there, Luther?
Blair's coming home for Christmas.
Blair's coming home for Christmas.
She's bringing her boyfriend.
And she's bringing her boyfriend? And she expects to see a Christmas tree?
Yeah.
And a Frosty?
Of course.
And what about the annual Crank's Christmas Eve party?
That too.
Okay, when does she get in?
Plane arrives about 8 o'clock.
8? All right, people, listen up, gather around. We're about to have a party here at the Cranks. A Christmas homecoming for Blair. Drop what you're doing and pitch in. Nora, do you have a turkey?
Smoked trout.
Anybody got a turkey?
We have two, both in the oven.
Okay, beautiful, get them. Dead. Get over to Brixley's. Get his Frosty. Get some light stool. Put him along Luther's boxwoods here.
Hold on. Why should we do this for him?
Yeah. He's a jerk. Regardless of how you feel about Luther, and I know a lot of you have mixed feelings about him now, but we're a community, and the people in a community stick together, even if one of them has been behaving for most of the holiday season like a spoiled, selfish little baby. We're not doing this for him. We're doing this for Blair. Blair, who used to babysit all your kids. Blair comes home every summer and makes us all feel like family.
Yes, that's right.
Why should the daughter pay for the sins of the father? Okay, now, if we even have a hope of pulling this off, you better scatter. Get home. Grab a change of clothes. Grab all the food you can and get over here in half an hour.
Let's go.
Mike, let's go.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Nora.
Guys, better go to the airport.
Where's that?
Blair needs a ride home.
I don't know if we could do that.
Shall I call the chief?
We could do that.
Finally, there's nothing like a white Christmas.
Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten.
are they? Illegal?
Hello. Hey, Blair.
Blair?
Hey, we're 55 minutes early.
What?
Oh, that's a heck of a tailwind. Yeah. Oh, that's great. No, we're waiting right here. Can't wait to see it.
Love you, honey.
That was your mom. We both love you. Bye-bye.
Buster, what are we going to do? We'll never make it.
No, I got an idea. Bye-bye. Hold it.
See him?
I don't see my parents anywhere.
Honey, is that us?
I'm Blair. This is Enrique.
Hi.
A police escort. I'm impressed. I guess my dad was really generous with his donation this year.
Oh, yeah. You have no idea.
Welcome to the United States. Hand me those bags.
Officer Frommeyer. Officer Frommeyer here. Do you read me?
Spike. How many times I gotta tell you, stay off her?
This is serious. Can you talk?
Yeah, go.
We need to stall.
Stall?
Ready.
You're not ready.
Okay.
Stall. I'll get it. Thank you.
Hi. Merry Christmas, Luther.
Can I help you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm terrible. A little bit early. It's cold out there.
Yeah, it's
really cold.
Well, why don't you go and enjoy yourself?
To be here, hey. Father Zabriskie, it's so nice to see you again.
Thank you. I don't know who he is.
He brings ham.
Oh. Where is Sam and who is Slim? And tell me why is it always this way? Where is Rudolph? Where is Blitz and Bibby? Merry Christmas, Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas. All the children are telling their babies. Why are you driving so slow?
Icy roads. Wanna celebrate Christmas under a mistletoe or in a body bag?
Hey, can I help you with that?
Oh, good, good.
Here we go.
Very good, very good.
I talked to everyone. No one knows that guy.
Well? You know Sam.
What is it? How do you... What?
Robbie, check that bottom spring.
Yes, sir.
Okay, fellas. That's good enough. We don't have much time. Randy, plug it in. Whoops.
Sweet.
It's just the lights. I'll go check the breaker.
I better go help Luther.
Do you know anybody at ComEd?
Mm-hmm. Officer Frommeyer here. Do you read me? Hurry, I'm running on batteries.
What's up, Spike? Sir?
We need more time.
Roger.
What was that? Talking about time?
Crime. Said crime. Possible domestic disturbance. You better check it out.
What are you talking about?
Ah!
put those down here on the table, I think, just as the entree. Bobby, maybe we put the cookies over there on the edge of the table. Honey, there was a box with some balls in it. I believe.
It's the big box downstairs.
No, it's in.
Finally.
I need to do something about your tan, and we need to change.
Will you please tell me what the hell is going on here?
We got to stall. Just for a few minutes until they get the party started.
Ah, okay, okay.
See, it's fine. It's fine. Just check up.
So I'll go over to this door like we're investigating something.
Okay, put my hand on my gun and make it look official.
Yeah, you do that, Mr. Terminator.
It looks like my mother. And she's been dead, what, 15 years?
All right, that's enough time. Let's go back to the car.
Okay.
What was that?
Looks like a break-in.
No way.
Yes, way.
I don't need this, not now.
Break-in rate is very high on Christmas Eve.
I know that, but we got a party to go to.
So what do you want to do, ignore it?
Can't do that.
Oh, there he is.
Police!
Eat this!
Go get him! Go on, get him!
Stop!
No! Get up! Come on, he's getting away! Hurry up! All right, don't move. Stay right where you are.
Please.
Get him.
Please.
All right. We got him.
Honey, this is going to be Enrique's first Christmas in America. Oh, I hope we make a good impression.
Nora, are you sure about this? I look like a mafia lieutenant.
The black makes your skin look lighter. And Blair is never to know about the cruise. Do you understand?
Yeah, I heard you the first 60 times.
Frohmeyer 1 to Frohmeyer 2.
The Eagle has landed.
Roger. Ned! They're here!
I'm not finished!
Hide!
We don't like him.
We raised a smart girl. Oh, they're getting out of the car. They're getting out of the car. She's home.
Everybody, she's here.
Who says?
Enrique, my boyfriend.
Ben Frohmeyer, pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you, sir.
Your parents are dying to see you. Didn't Luther do a great job on the house?
We can't leave her home either.
Dad? Oh.
Luther Crank, this is Nora, my wife.
Hi, I'm Enrique de Cardenal.
Oh, come here, you come. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Oh, you guys look great.
We've been watching what we eat.
And you've been in the sun.
No, we have not. No. I wear black to make me look lighter.
Hey, kid. Come here. I'm freezing to death. I'm starving out here. I haven't eaten in 7 days.
7 days?
Yeah. Any scraps I give to the kids.
What kids?
Well, my kids. I got 4. Annie, Billy, Tommy, and Chuck. And all I wanted to do was give them a real Christmas this year, you know? They deserve it.
Okay, you got 20 minutes inside. Enough time to get warm, grab some food. Then it's back to the police car. No funny business, right?
Yeah.
Swear?
On my kids' lives.
Have to try Hickory Honey Ham. Larry's absolute favorite.
Thank you. The food's that way.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Welcome home, Blair.
Hi.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, and I suppose that this is your boyfriend.
Yes, Sonny.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Enrique de Cardenales.
Call me Marty.
Marty.
Yes.
Houston, we have a name.
Is that a Peruvian accent?
How could you tell?
Oh, I lived there for 5 years.
Wow.
I miss it so much.
¿Y entonces hablas español?
Sí, con la comunidad, Aymara en Yave, les enseñaba música.
Ah, eres músico.
Sí, toco la guitarra.
Dame un segundito, Marty. Yeah. Marty, I'm going to talk to
Marty first. Hey, who is that?
Marty, you know Marty. Everybody knows Marty.
Marty. Merry Christmas.
Aren't you sweet? Bless you. I would like to propose a toast, if I may. Here's to my new family and friends.
Aww.
Thank you. Thank you for making me feel so welcome. Salud.
Luther. And I just wanted to say... thank you to all of you, to our friends and our neighbors for helping us make this really the most wonderful Christmas Eve ever. Aww. You really have shown us the true meaning of community. And thank you all so much.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Same goes for me, double.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hey, fellas. How about a party tune?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, come on, everybody, and let's get together tonight. I got some money in my jeans, and I'm really going to spend it right.
That was it? That was the best you could come up with?
I'm not really good at toasts.
After all they've done,
You couldn't just come up with a simple thank you?
I did. Just short and sweet.
You're still moping because you don't get to go on your precious little cruise.
There's still time.
What?
We can still go.
Look, sir.
Listen to me. Enrique and Blair could stay here, have the house to themselves. We go, and we all have a romantic getaway.
Your daughter just flew thousands of miles home with her very sweet future husband to spend Christmas with us?
You know, I spent 6 weeks planning this vacation. 6 weeks. That's longer than they've been dating.
Luther, everyone out there sacrificed their Christmas Eve to help us. I thought maybe that might affect you. Maybe have you start thinking about putting others first instead of yourself. But I really don't think that's possible. It's a shame.
Frosty? Ugh.
Well, Merry Christmas, Luther.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you too, Walt.
You're missing your party.
Well, how's Bev?
Oh, she's having a good day. Thanks. We started over to see Blair, but, you know, snow started. How's the boyfriend?
You know, actually, he's a very nice young man.
Well, Merry Christmas, Luther.
Merry Christmas to you too, Bev.
You feeling okay?
Well, yeah, that was a pretty nasty fall.
Well, it could have been worse. I mean, the cord could have snapped him. You know, Nora wanted me to drop this by.
Well, I'm allergic to pork, and Bev's not much of a meat eater.
Well, not to worry, because Mel's hams are generally just filled with a gelatin and a fat-like substance. Please.
It's very thoughtful, Luther.
Well, have a good one.
Could I come in for a minute? Thanks. Blair's going to be staying with us for 10 days. So we're not taking the cruise. And Nora and I would like you guys to have it. Flight leaves at 12 noon tomorrow. You got to be there 2 hours ahead of time. It's 10 days in the Caribbean, islands and beaches. The works. It's a dream vacation.
We can't take it, Luther. It's not right.
I didn't purchase the travel insurance. So if you don't take it, the whole package is wasted.
I'm not sure my doctor would allow it.
I've got that Lexan deal on a front burner.
Oh, Benny said he might stop by tomorrow.
Yeah. And we couldn't leave the cat.
This is from us to you. This is a sincere, heartfelt, no-strings-attached Christmas offering to two very selfless people who are, at this moment, having a very difficult time looking for an excuse.
Benny did say he might stop by.
Face it, Bev. Benny hasn't been home in years.
Look, I've got everything right here. I've got airline tickets, I've got cruise passes, I've got a brochure.
What's the cost of there? If we decide to go, we'd want to reimburse you.
This is a simple gift, Walt. No costs, no payback. Don't make it complicated.
Our names aren't on the tickets.
I know, I'll take care of that.
What about the cat?
Yeah, that's a problem, yeah. Too late to call the kennel.
We can't just leave him.
We could ask Jude Becker.
She's allergic.
I'll take the cat.
What?
Are you sure?
Yeah. Look at that. Look at that.
Maybe if you don't step on him so often.
Yeah. It'll be fine.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas. Well, I should get back to my party.
Luther, this means so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, does this mean we have to start being nice to each other?
Of course not.
Good. But I still don't like you that much, old man.
Well, that's good. I'm not that fond of you either.
Hey, Jeff! We got a pack!
Ned! What in God's name are you doing up there?
Blair came home. Frohmeyer took down the ladder. He went inside. Forgot about me.
Have you been up there all this time?
Ow! I'm frozen, stuck to Frosty!
I'll get you down.
Christmas tree. Oh. Christmas tree.
What are you doing? You swore on your kids' lives.
What kids?
Help! Please!
Oh, easy. Come on.
Hey!
Go on inside.
Hey!
Drink something hot.
Hey, get down from there! Get out off the roof!
My car!
Oh, you all right? Hey, what's in that bag?
Oh.
Santa? All right, come on. Let's go.
You swore to me.
I'm getting tired of catching you.
Hey, what's this all about? What's going on?
I told you you could use an umbrella.
What? Marty.
Yes.
Wait a minute. You're the guy that was selling umbrellas in the rain, aren't you?
It's a living. I mean, I meet a lot of nice people this way. You know, I gotta run because I can't pass up this kind of weather. It's always good for business. Thank you for the party.
Hey, you're welcome. I'm sorry you gotta work on Christmas Eve.
Santa always has to work on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I suppose he does.
Luther. Bev Shield just called. Maybe I was wrong about you.
This night is full of surprises. Skipping Christmas. What a stupid idea.
Maybe next year.
Stop trimming the tree without me.